855-453. That's the Signal toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. Show's interactive. You can call in and talk about whatever you'd like. The website's interactive. You can go over there and post whatever blog posts or stories or pictures or whatever you'd like. And people can vote them up, vote them down. It's Free Talk Live. Let's go directly to Ian, our normal first chair host, is calling in. Ian?
Hey, everybody. Who's on the show tonight?
It's Mark.
It's Jason.
Oh, I pushed the wrong button. I'm sorry. And go ahead.
It's Jason.
Oh, excellent. I'm glad Jason's there tonight. I know that it seems like he's in on Fridays. That's one of the reasons I was calling tonight. I know I just called last night, and I certainly don't mean to be a chronic caller here, but I got another piece of mail today that I thought was worthy of discussion.
Okay.
I think there's a good issue here. It has to do with our friend Eddie Free. And would one of you like to summarize who Eddie Free is?
Oh, I'd love to. In 2008, I did a dance party in Washington, D.C. that was cracked down by the U.S. Park Service. Years later, when it has gone through the legal system, the court process, a judge has ruled that it was that you could not dance at the Jefferson Memorial. So Eddie, living in the Washington, D.C. area, decides that he was going to dance there. And then he was joined by Adam Kokesh and about three other people. But he was inspired, actually, because he heard about the news of the judge's orders on Free Talk Live. And but Eddie and I have become friends ever since that. And from what I understand, he wants to move to the Shire.
Yeah, in fact, he was planning on moving up, as I understand it, like imminently this week. But there was the Jefferson dance party thing where he got arrested for dancing at the Jefferson Memorial. And then, like, a week later, they had another one where over, 200 or 300 people came out. You were there, Jason.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, a better estimation.
Yeah, as a response to the choking and the body slamming that employees of the U.S. Park Service did against Adam Kokesh. But also, it should be noted that they put Eddie in handcuffs, little zip ties, and put him on the ground, and then he got back on his feet and continued dancing.
Yeah, very heroic, and the video footage is very amusing when he did that. And so, I mean, the guy's an amazing activist, no doubt about that. And, of course, JeffersonDanceParty.info was, I think, was it his creation or yours?
I think I hosted the website, but there was content from people all over the country.
So great activist, was planning to move to New Hampshire, sends me a letter. And by the way, just for anybody that has sent me something from mail2jail.com, if you don't put your return address in, I can't write you back. So Eddie has been one of the few people who has not put a return address in here, so I had no way of writing him back. So that's why I'm calling tonight, but also because I think there's a good issue here that I think a lot of activists face, a lot of people who are planning move to New Hampshire, and there are many people out there listening to the show who, you know, maybe they're going to move later this year or in 2012 or maybe a few years down the line. They face this issue of, well, you know, how active should I be where I am? And if I get into trouble doing activism where I am, how do I handle that situation? So according to Eddie, looks like they're facing a charge of trespassing for the D.C. dancing situation where he and Meg and some other folks were arrested.
Which one of these is this? I mean, there were several of them.
He was only arrested that one time, as
okay.
I understand it.
Right. Meg was never arrested.
That's correct. Good point.
Yeah, there were five people that were arrested. Kokesh, Jared Denman, who I have a video about on tally.tv, Eddie Free, and then two people associated with Code Pink, Madea, and I did an interview with her on Tally.tv as well. So those are five people. They're all facing the same court day and the same charges, which are trespassing.
Yep, trespassing, and he says that court's coming up on the 21st. He looked up the penalty. And he says if you don't pay their, they're going to fine that they want to get out of him for this trespass charge. It's $100.
Uh-huh.
And he says that if he doesn't pay that fine, he may be facing 180 days in jail, 6 months in jail for dancing at the Jefferson Memorial. And
wow. So $100 fine or 6 months in jail?
That's
not really commensurate numbers.
Not at all. And he says he's pretty intimidated. He's he's got a broken shoulder. He's a little bit concerned about having to do time in a D.C. jail. And I can't say I blame him. I wouldn't want to do time in a D.C. jail either. I mean, if you think about Washington, D.C., one of the biggest government places in the entire world, I can only imagine how horrific their jail system is. And so I don't blame him for being concerned about that. He says he's tried to rationalize paying them off by saying to himself, just pay the $100 so I can be done with all this and hurry and move to the Shire.
Sure.
And he says, if I did that, I think I'd be ashamed of myself for doing so. How could I preach to others not to take a plea if I myself take a plea?
Is that a plea? Yeah. Hold on. Wait a second. This $100 is a plea as opposed to going to trial or something?
I'm not clear on that. He says it's a penalty for there's a fine they're assessing. Like, it's probably a civil thing where, you know, okay, you've been ticketed. You've been ticketed for trespassing. You pay this $100, it makes it go away. That probably is technically a plea. So, yeah, he's probably right about that. But the issue here is, you know, what should somebody in Eddie's position do? And I say I get the principle of justification. I get it. I mean, that's one of the things that I say. Look, I can't get on the radio and talk about not taking a plea and then go and take a plea. But I moved to New Hampshire to do activism because I know that things are better here than they are in other places.
With more people, it's more effective.
And let's remind the listeners that, Ian, you're calling from a jail currently.
Yes.
Correct.
We are
in the County House of Corrections.
Day 24 of the Ian Freeman incarceration count-up.
Right, but I got a speeding ticket when I was down in Florida, you know, a year before I left Florida, and I paid the ticket. I'm not going to make a stand in Florida. That was not my intention down
right
there. What good would it have done anyway?
And that's really
what's this going to do in D.C.?
And that's the thing is, I'm doing the activism that I do. I don't do for myself as much as I do it for other people, because I want to create a more free, a just and free and moral world. And I don't think that I'm going to create it in Washington, D.C. or Florida. And I don't have, if people aren't willing to pick up and move to New Hampshire, then I'm not willing to do that for them either. So, you know, that's really my point is when it comes down to it. Yeah, if you want to do that activism where you are, I support you in doing it. But, you know, for me, I don't feel any obligation to do activism outside of the state of New Hampshire. I consider it enemy territory.
What do you say to his concern, though, about this, you know, mental issue of, well, you know, I say not to take the plea deal. Maybe I should not take the plea deal, even though I'm here in D.C. That's his issue.
Life is all full of compromises, is what I would say. I mean, the fact is, we all of us who believe the government is a coercive force use the roads, you know, use all kinds of government service, quote unquote, services that we're forced to pay for, and we would prefer not to. You know, the fact is, life is full of compromises, and you know, that's that.
Yeah, my judgment here is a little bit cloudy because I want to see Eddie in the Shire. I want to see him here sooner rather than later. And you know, Henry David Thoreau went to prison for not paying a poll tax, and then a buddy of his paid it for him, and he got his freedom back. And I would say I don't think Eddie needs to pay the state a single dollar, but I think it would be great if people wanted to chip in. If like 100 people wanted to chip in a dollar bill, and they could like write messages on it with a Sharpie, and if they wanted to mail that to Eddie to pay, I think that would send a strong message.
I have always kind of wondered about this situation. Ian has said in the past that, that you know, he's said this, that, you know, if somebody else wants to pay it, I won't stop them or something like that. And as far as I'm concerned, if you're willing to let somebody else pay a fine for you, you should be willing to pay it yourself. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I don't think Eddie should be penalized for dancing at the Jefferson Memorial.
I don't think he should either.
So
but
I think if 100 people were willing to take care of that burden for him, to show him that they appreciate what he did,
shouldn't they stand in solidarity with him and not pay the fine like he does? I mean, if he's not willing to pay it, why should they be willing to pay it? I just don't get it. I mean, if he is financially not able to come up with the money, that's totally okay. Let's get a fund together and take care of it. But it, you know, I don't understand.
Well, it's about principle.
Yeah, but what's the principle there? Ian, hold the line. 855-450-3733.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Single toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Check out freetalklive.com, where we have the news options for you. You can go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can get emailed updates about the show, Twitter, Facebook, whatever way's best for you. We've got it for you. It's news.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Ian Freeman, normal first seat host here on Free Talk Live, who is calling us from jail here in Keene, New Hampshire. It is day 24 of the Ian Freeman incarceration count-up, and could go from 60 to 90 days in there. Is that about right, Ian?
Yeah, that's pretty much the case. I expect it to be 60 because that's a two-thirds rule here in New Hampshire. If you're a sentenced, so-called sentenced offender, as long as you're a good little boy and do as you're told, you'll get out likely at two-thirds of the sentence. So at some point, probably within a month before that two-thirds, they should inform me for sure of my my exit date, but hopefully it'll be early October at some point. Although I did just get off the phone with Mark Stevens from markstevens.net. That's Mark with a C. He's the author of Adventures in Legal Land, and he's talking about a habeas corpus filing, which may, may bump. There's a possibility I could get out sooner as a result of that, but I certainly don't have my, I'm not going to get my hopes up or anything like
don't
that.
Don't you have some kind of follow-up to your motion to reconsideration in also?
I've asked for an explanation as to why my motion for reconsideration of a house arrest was denied, and I wanted to specifically for the man in the robe to explain why it is that I was sentenced to 90 days in jail with 300 days suspended for delaying a police car for 5 minutes when in New Hampshire...
It wasn't 5 minutes. You keep on saying this 5 minutes. You stood in front of two different police cars. You were charged and standing in front of one. The one that you were charged for standing in front of, at least the one that they showed the video for, you weren't in front of that thing 10 seconds before the cop was out on you. You could not have delayed this man more than 45 seconds.
I was behind the other car, and I was blocking the other car, and I was generally in charge of obstructing government administration.
That's not...
They could not back that other car out because of where I was standing. So, whatever, Mark, it doesn't matter. 5 minutes to 90 days.
That's not what the video
shows. Pretty outrageous. Okay, well, I appreciate that, but I was standing there, so I was there, and I was there for a little while, at least 3 minutes, maybe five. But,
gotcha.
Anyway, well, my point being that I wanted an explanation about that as to how he justified that sentence when in New Hampshire you're supposed to have sentences that are concomitant with the crime. And that seems pretty outrageously excessive.
Yeah, there's no doubt that Arnold gave you a really stiff penalty. He was trying to send a message. But now, what is this I hear about Arnold leaving? I tried to call the Superior Court today, and they wouldn't give me an answer. They told me to wait until Tuesday to talk to the clerk of the court. And then I called their administrative office that's in charge of all the Superior Courts, and they said they know nothing about Judge Arnold retiring.
Luther got the clerk of court on the line a couple days ago. I had heard a rumor around the jail that the judge was retiring, and so I called to have Luther call, and he did get the clerk on the phone, and she did say that he was retiring. So that's confirmed.
Okay, we got it directly from the clerk.
Yeah, it's awfully convenient for him, too, especially considering that, he's presiding over a court where they banned all video cameras and audio recording devices in contradiction to, free speech, free press, and specifically the open records ordinance in New Hampshire, the open records statute. He's violating those laws. Plus, this is the same judge who banned people from wearing Ron Paul T-shirts and other message-oriented shirts. He forced one man to turn his Ron Paul shirt inside out in order to attend my trial. He also told members of the audience that they could not be human beings by showing emotion in his courtroom. I mean, it's just the guy is completely outrageous.
Not to mention stifling people's religious expression.
He's forcing people to stand for him or leave the courtroom. Which, is just absolutely outrageous what he was doing. And there's already been a grievance filed for the grievance panel in Concord about him by somebody else entirely that's not even within our circle of activist friends. So there's just a guy that's dealing with the same judge in a custody case. He's so frustrated with this judge, he's filed a grievance against him. And there was supposed to be a hearing for that, I think, sometime this fall. So he's conveniently going to not have to go to that hearing because, he's retiring. So he's going to avoid any kind of accountability for his actions. So very, very convenient timing for him. I'm sure he'll say it was planned all along.
I'm sure. Now we were talking about this Eddie Free incident here.
Yeah, I want to get back to that.
Yeah, I do absolutely want to get back to that. And tell me what the what I had asked you prior to going to the break was. What is the principle to having other people pay Eddie Free's fine, whereas he wouldn't have to pay it?
No, the principle is is an individual person's principle. So if Eddie doesn't feel right about paying it, that's his issue. If somebody else wants to pay it, that's their business. I mean, Eddie couldn't stop them from doing that if that's what they wanted to do. And the same thing with my situation. I don't want to enrich the state if I can avoid it. But if somebody else feels like they want to do it, I couldn't stop them from doing it. In fact, Jim Johnson, a friend of ours, was recently put in jail forever by this same judge for essentially not filling out a court form. And he sat in there for 3 weeks without paying a dime to the state when his wife collected some money together, and they went and they paid the ransom. And I think that at some point they're going to break you, and it's true.
You've got to do what you've got to do to
live your life. And in Eddie Free's case, I understand his concern about principle, but I'm with Jason. I think that it's far more important to get to New Hampshire, pay the ransom.
Wait a second, Ian. I'm not saying that that's not the case. You said I'm with Jason, and that would suggest then that you're not with me. I'm for Eddie Free paying the ransom and coming up to New Hampshire,
right,
too.
And I'm with you as well. So I think that he should absolutely pay it. Get the hell out of Washington, D.C., because there's nothing good that's ever going to come of doing any kind of civil disobedience. The good that happened was that there was a lot of publicity given to the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. JeffersonDanceParty.info obviously got a lot of press. And so I think the word got out about civil disobedience and disobeying bad laws, and I think that was very effective. That alone was worth $100. But to have to sit in a Washington D.C. jail for 6 months over $100 when you could be enjoying freedom activism with liberty-minded compatriots in New Hampshire, it seems like a no-brainer. I understand his concern, but I would say put it aside. Hey, if you want to go to jail for 6 months, there are plenty of ways to do it here in New Hampshire.
Why would you want to do that?
I'm just saying, if you want to act on your principles, just hold off until you get here. There are plenty of opportunities to do civil disobedience.
He's facing six months in jail for $100 fine, and to me, there's just no comparing those two things.
In New Hampshire, you'd be in jail for 2 days over $100.
Yeah. With as inefficient as the state is, giving it $100 is of no consequence whatever, because $100 doesn't even fill a gas tank for those people. They misadminister funds, and so terribly. So I guess got to say $100 isn't withholding much from them.
Yeah, and let me just say again, I don't think Eddie should pay it. So I mean, I'll send some money. I'll give him $1. I think 99 other people will too.
I'd be happy to contribute more than $1 to help him if that's what it takes. So,
right.
I'd like to have him up here in New Hampshire at freestateproject.org. Hey guys, thanks. I appreciate it.
Ian, thanks.
Thank you.
855-450-3733. SACL CAI's call in line on Free Talk Live.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought a woman with me. No woman to be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee. I'm needing a shave.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live 855-450-3733. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. What is SACL, you say? SACL CAI. It's a company that handles collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. It's owned by a man named Jason Osborne, I guess, among others. He's sort of the principal there. And they, you know, Jason believes strongly in the ideas of liberty, believes strongly in Free Talk Live, and you know, he handles his company in the moral fashion that you would expect a man who believes in these the most moral ideas in the world to conduct himself. So if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI is the way to go on that. You know, we've got a couple of stories here. Jason, yeah, if you're with me here, my name's Mark.
I'm Jason.
And I thought we'd start out with the, you know, to me, the biggest story that we've got here today is the WikiLeaks cables. Apparently, you know, of course, there's the cables that were allegedly leaked by Bradley Manning. We don't really know whether they were leaked by Bradley Manning. Julian Assange, the head of WikiLeaks, doesn't know whether they were leaked by Bradley Manning. It's just an assumption. That's what he's charged with.
Yeah, but he's been in a cage under that assumption
for many months, so over a year. And they apparently something happened in the world where WikiLeaks was allowing large news organizations to vet some of this stuff and redact portions of it that they felt were you know, dangerous for people. Because I mean, this was always the complaint all along of people who are completely ignorant of the situation. But what about our boys in green? They're going to get killed over this. Well, in fact, lots of stuff is being redacted and. You know, they were trying to, WikiLeaks was trying to sanitize this stuff.
But it's more than boys in green. It's also confidential sources, snitches, I guess, what you would call them, people that they're paying off, and also people working for the federal government that are out in other countries pursuing the interests of the U.S. Empire.
Right. Spooks, as it were, right? But something happened, and I guess the WikiLeaks cables have been leaked through one of these news organizations.
It's my understanding that WikiLeaks gave a password to the Guardian newspaper, and the Guardian newspaper revealed this unredacted. So it seems like they would be the ones to blame.
Indeed. So, but these are their WikiLeaks' cables, so I wouldn't blame WikiLeaks over this, too. So I guess WikiLeaks has released all the cables and just said, it's released. And among them is this article here from rawstory.com by David Ferguson from yesterday. According to a diplomatic cable published by WikiLeaks, U.S. troops massacred an Iraqi family in the town of Ishaqi in 2006, handcuffing them and then shooting 11 people in the head, including a woman in her 70s and 5 children ages 5 and under. McClatchy is reporting the soldiers then called in an airstrike on the house to cover up evidence of the killings. The account differs sharply from an official version of the 2006 incident, which indicated that coalition forces captured an Al-Qaeda, an Iraqi operative in the house, which was destroyed in a firefight. The WikiLeaks cable, however, corroborates accounts by Ashaki townspeople and includes questions about the incident by Philip Alston, the UN special rapporteur on extrajudicial summary or arbitrary executions. The cable is dated 12 days after the incident, which took place March 15, 2006. In it, Alston, says that autopsies performed in Tikrit on bodies pulled from the wreckage of the farmhouse indicate that all of the dead had been handcuffed and shot in the head. The victims included at least 10 persons, namely, this fella whose name I don't quite get here. His wife, she was 24, their 3 children, aged 5, 3, and 5 months old. This gentleman's mother, aged 74, and the sister, name unknown, nieces, age 5 years old, and another niece that was 3 years old. So, and then somebody who happened to be visiting the house, 23 years old, was killed during the raid. This is all the information we have on this. And, there are a lot of people out there that don't like you telling stories about what really happens with U.S. troops out in the field. They would like to believe, they live in a world where our troops are better and more moral than every other soldier that has ever lived. That they, when they fight wars, they don't fight wars in the same way that other people fight wars. We're a kinder, gentler nation. We are just and true and all these things. But, ladies and gentlemen, when you send your kids off, when you let your kids go off to war, some of the things that they're doing are going to ruin their minds. These soldiers, handcuffed and shot, among other people. I mean, I'm not saying it's okay to do this to other people, but the most egregious here is 5 children, 5 and under.
I live within walking distance of an Armed Forces Career Center, and I joined the military. I was in the Air Force when I turned 17, and it just makes me sick to know what the U.S. government is doing. And then they try to do that in my name. They try to get me to pay for it with taxation. And I don't understand. And so it's horrible. And I try to disassociate myself with the actions of the U.S. government, the federal empire, as much as I can. So this is why I want nothing to do with that system. And I'm trying to replace it with peaceful and voluntary measures. This is just horrible, and this is what happens when only governments can commit atrocities on such a massive scale and get people to do this. And they're wearing American flag patches on their shoulder.
Right, and you can say that this is criminal behavior and that these soldiers should be prosecuted for it, and I can't say anything different. But this is war. And this is what war looks like. When you ask for war, this is the crap you're going to get. Not sometimes, but every time. Now, the fact that it doesn't get brought up to you shows how adept nation states are at obscuring the truth from their citizenry, as it were. The all along they've attempted to obscure things like this. If people knew what was being done in their name, they wouldn't allow it. But now, with the internet, with communications as the way they are, this is going to change. Now, some people don't want this to change. They want they don't want this information put in their face. They don't want to know that U.S. troops are executing children.
Hey, Mark, can you remind me who the real terrorists are? Because I heard it was like the people that were holding up the budget were the real terrorists, and people that wear Ron Paul stickers, they may be the terrorists, but I don't know. It seems like the terrorists are U.S. soldiers in many cases who are attacking children, killing them.
I don't want to just point out U.S. soldiers. I do think that when you join a terrorist organization, you're joining a terrorist organization. There's no doubt about it. What needs to be said is essentially governments, the monopolistic governments as they exist today, are by their very nature terrorist organizations. They rule through threat of violence, and that's it. I mean, that's how they get what they want to get done. They don't enter into voluntary, sort of transactions with other people like most businesses done. They do business by forcing people, scaring people, taking people's property against their will. That's what they do.
I have the definition of terrorism right here, and it's the use of violence and intimidation in the pursuit of political aims. And I'm not part of a terrorist organization, and that's why I have nothing to do with the United States government.
Well, look up political. I'd love to know what that means precisely. Because I think that definition could be broader than just governmental. If you've got some comment on this, if you support our troops, if you've got a yellow ribbon on the back of your car, please call in and tell me how you feel about this. 855-450-3733, because it makes me sick. Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, MAINE Military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. Here on Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver, either as a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency. It's been a jump in gold today. I think probably silver, too. I don't remember. Didn't really check on that one today. But, doesn't seem like it's going down, folks. I saw an article, the case for $10,000 gold. I don't know whether that's going to be the case or anything like that, but gold's going up faster right now than it seems anything else is. So if you want to get some gold, go to gold.freetalklive.com. We believe that we have the best rates on the internet. Gold.freetalklive.com. You check around and you see it's the same, buy some. You don't, let us know. Free Talk Live, gold.freetalklive.com. And we have been talking about this article here where WikiLeaks cables have been released that say that U.S. troops have shot 11 people in the head while handcuffed, including a grandmother in her 70s and five children ages 5 and under. And I know that these things happen, and every time I see one of these stories, I find it very upsetting that we see these. And what upsets me the most is how little people seem to care. Americans, I among them, supported going into Iraq and Afghanistan. And then when something bad happens, it's not their fault. So, when you have this this idea that we should go after Iran, say, or China, or you pick your particular country, because don't worry, there's a new war coming. Libya. I understand that Muammar Gaddafi is a bad guy, and the U.S. involvement in Libya was somewhat minimal, but that doesn't mean that bad things didn't happen that you didn't see. Just because there aren't cameras there, that there aren't news reporters there, there's a lot of incidences. Most of the incidents, the vast majority of these incidences, occur without some reporter there. And to talk about it, to shine the light of day on these incidences. And people, so they think they're absolved from it because they don't hear about it. They think they're absolved from it because they didn't have anything to do with it. And you've got to take responsibility for this. If you support from an sort of a emotional standpoint, a verbal standpoint, yes, we should have gone into Iraq, then you're responsible to some extent. It was your voice among many others that allowed this to happen. Because believe me, if the American people had said no in a unified voice, no, we are not going to let you go in, no, we don't believe your lies, the lies that were, by the way, gained through torture, the whole idea that the weapons of mass destruction were gained through Egyptian torture that was, from somebody who was rendered by the CIA. And this is the onus of this sits upon everybody who supported this action. These are your kids. They're 22. They're sent in. They're told by their commanders. I know one of them. One situation is guys, in the peace movement now, said that his commander offered, I believe it was a week furlough. Maybe it was a weekend or something like that. Some kind of pittance to the Marine in his command that got the first bayonet kill in Iraq. Mm-hmm. He suggested that you would get a free week off or free weekend or whatever it is by using a bayonet to kill somebody. He didn't say that it was somebody that, an insurgent or anything like that. Maybe he did. I don't know. Maybe the commanding officer said something like that and the guy didn't repeat it. But, the idea that you would even want to use a bayonet, I mean, it's a much more brutal looking way of killing somebody. The idea that, that this guy would be incentivizing that behavior, to me, is just disgusting.
Well, there's all kinds of perverse incentives when it comes to the military. We just had Daniel Petraeus, the general who oversaw the Iraq War, the Afghanistan War. Now he's going to put on a suit as opposed to his battle dress uniform, and he's going to become the director of the Central Intelligence Agency. And all of these people have an incentive to keep the military strong. The one statement that he did make upon leaving a 30-plus year career in the military was, can't cut that military budget. It's really important. But when they say that military budget, they're talking about something that you fund every time you pay taxes. So it's on you. And again, you're right, Mark. People should speak out. People should say no. So now that I have a microphone in front of me, I definitely say no to their activities, so much so, like I said, I disassociate myself with them. I pay them as little money as possible. And I think it's really important that we look at ways that we can compete directly with the government, do things in a voluntary manner. Some services that the state provides are good things. I think it's good that there's education. You need roads, but I think all these things can be done voluntarily, and it should be
and a lot better. Yeah. I mean, when you look at what government has done to education, it's turned what would be otherwise, something that would be, the United States, if it had a free market education, would be rising in the world as far as competition, as far as the other countries as competition. But we're not. We're falling. And there's no excuse for it. It's become cartelized. And there's a quote from some teachers union advocate from the past. As soon as students start paying union dues, I'll start representing students, which says to me that it's pretty clear who he's representing. It's just his teachers union.
So there's a lot of things, services that do need to be provided, but it really does need to be unbundled from the organization that creates mass warfare and kills a number of people. Why does the same organization that does that activity, which I want nothing to do with, take care of other vital things that could be done voluntarily? So it's up to everybody to stop this from happening and defund it. I see the American flag as a symbol of gang violence, as a symbol of empire.
Right. It's the Crips and the Bloods have their little red bandanas and their blue bandanas. They the military and the government has its red, white, and blue bandana. That's, you know, really what it comes down to. I understand that people can look at that flag and they can see what it represents as far as the nation, if the nation is like the people and the land and things like that. Now, tell you, the United States is blessed or lucky or whatever term you wish to use when it comes to land. When it comes to its strategic location in the world, you know, we don't have any fear of the big red horde from Canada rolling across with maple leaves painted on their tanks and taking over. We don't have the fear of the Mexican army coming up and rising through in order to take back land that they felt that they lost unfairly 150 years ago or whatever it is. There's no threat from us and from a sort of regional standpoint. We've got land that allows you to live in the mountains, on the sea, in the hot, in the cold. You can live any way you want in the United States, and it's a real blessing. And the people, yes, I think the United States people are great. I don't know how they compare to the rest of the world's people, but I kind of like them better. That's how I feel. But, you know, when you, it can only, this nationalism thing only goes so far. When you start thinking that, you know, the government itself somehow is represented by this nation state. Yeah, I think that the nation might really be theirs. The politicians have managed to wrap themselves so thoroughly in that flag that they are the government, not we the people, not the land. The government and the nation and all that stuff is wrapped together. And sadly, it has nothing to do with you or I.
Right, and that country, that landmass, has a pretty elaborate control mechanism called the state that's just throughout.
Right, once with this, the state tends to rise up wherever people have managed to be free enough to make good money, make a lot of money. That's where the state rises up in order to take it away. It's just a gang of thieves that just rises up. Now, you could have people that are relatively free living in sort of tribal places around the world. There's no state there because there's nothing to take. What are you going to take from these people? Their pig? Their coconuts? You know, you're not going to take anything. The state wants, you know, it's going to have money in order to take the money away from you and these kind of things. So it's really frustrating when I read stories like this about five-year-olds getting shot in the head while handcuffed. And I ride around and I see people with their yellow ribbons and their American flags and all these things, and I don't know what they're thinking. Maybe they're thinking like I am, but maybe they're not. Maybe they're not thinking at all.
It makes it difficult to support our troops.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. How do you feel about supporting your troops after hearing this story?
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.